Okay, and welcome back here. We're just only a few minutes away here from the start of the second half. I'm Charles Pryor, Richie, and you're listening to Sportstown Chicago. And joining me, we got Paul Combos and Rob Griffin as we're awaiting the second half to start off between the Chicago Eagles who are hosting the Salina Liberty right here in this game. And right here in my mind, just watching this game here, folks, I mean, there's just been a lot of missed extra points right here by the Eagles in this contest. They're struggling only by a point, though, which is good news. But at the same time, too, the Liberty has been getting hit with a lot of sloppy penalties right here throughout this game. I think the good thing you got to look for in this matchup, in my opinion, right now coming up, I mean, you got to just continue to build your confidence off these special teams right here. And I'm not talking about, you know, just like kicking the ball. You got to go back to squibbing the ball, which they have been doing. And then just having good receiving on the returns on the offensive part. And they've been returning pretty darn good here throughout this contest. So it'd definitely be a real interesting second half. See if they can, which team would be able to get away with that first victory right here. But, I mean, if the Eagles are not careful, they're going to lose another heartbreaker right here. But at the same time, the good news is they're not losing by much. So right here, as I turn back to my gentleman right here, Paul, let's begin with you. I mean, like, what do you think is the things that need to change right now? I mean, like, what part do you feel like the Eagles need to be disciplined on right here going in the second half?
Well, I mean, I think they've shown great success running the football. Just, you know, Calvin Phillips has been your go-to guy. I mean, I would find a way to keep, you know, incorporate him, you know, a lot more into the offense. You don't have to keep running the ball, but, I mean, you know, screens, you know, dump off passes, and just limit the mistakes. I mean, like we saw in the previous half, that was the tale of both teams was penalties, and especially at the end of the half right there for the Eagles. And going forward, I mean, it's a back and forth game, so it's going to be, probably going to end up being who has the last possession is going to win. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, it's definitely a close game. It's been a close game in the first half. Both teams been competing. And I think we're going to see more of that in the second half. The Eagles, if they want to close this game out and get their first victory, they have to, you know, Calvin Phillips has been successful in the offense. They want to keep feeding him, as we saw early in the first half and then a little bit going into the second half. You know, he had a big run. He had a couple big runs and a couple touchdowns. And the key thing they want to do is the kicker, David Wynn, he wanted to make those field goals. You know, he had a field goal problem in the first half where he was missing key field goals. Yes. And by this game being close neck to neck, you know, it might wind down to that one couple extra points. So those field goals are gimmies. You got to make those field goals. And hopefully in this second half, hopefully coach in the halftime huddle kind of talk to David and say, okay, David, you got to make those field goals. So hopefully in the second half he can manage to make those field goals and the Eagles can close this game out, get their first win, and stop the Liberty from generating their offense, because we did see the turnaround from the Liberty in the first half with their offense. So they want to continue to play good defense on the Liberty and stop them on the offense.
Well, keep in mind, Liberty, they received the ball here to start off the first half. So now it's going to be the Eagles getting the ball back to kick off this second half. So let's see like where they how they set the table right here, depending on this kick right here. But anyway, all teams are lined up. Remember, you got the Chicago Eagles in the all-blue right here, blue jerseys with a little red on the shoulder sleeve, blue pants with a little red and blue stripe on the side, and then you got the Liberty with all white on, those shiny gray helmets and like a star-spangled banner-like type design on the uniforms. But here comes the Eagles right here in the opening kickoff. Ooh. Right now. But there's a flag thrown right there. This one looks like it's going to be coming back right here. Another costly penalty right there. And it's not returning it from up to the 15-yard line. This one looks like it's going to be wiped away.
Let's hope it's not a holding on the Eagles. And it looked like the ref called a holding.
And you just nailed it there, my man, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, again, we talked about in the half about penalties hurting. Yeah, we got a huge return by the Eagles, negated by a penalty. I mean, like you said before, Rob, you know, this, you know, now we're getting into the second half. The stuff you know, right now this stuff will come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're not the team that makes the last mistake.
Well, excuse me, guys. This yapping here fool is going to sit down on the stool right here and get ready to call back this action. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, anyway, here comes the Eagles with the ball. They got the ball at the six-yard line. Brendan Crawford, he receives a snap. He's going to go for a pass right there. He catches it right there. Nice pass up the middle right there, up to number five. That's going to be Tyrone Galvin right there. He gets it up to the 20-yard line. And you know what? And that's a nice way to kind of regain some of that yards you have right there on that holding call right there. That's a good way to see. That's what I want to see for the Eagles the rest of this game right here. Start seeing their passing game get a little bit more better gradually right there. We already know what they can do on the run game, but they could get stuff like that going, though. I think they'll be all right. But given granted, a lot of their passes, I think, is meant to the running back. So we got to see how they just start to break this thing up little by little here, fellas.
Yeah, they haven't really tried to stretch the field. The Eagles only averaged about 6.2 yards a throw, was it only 149 yards passing, as we mentioned before in the pregame. So, I mean, it's not a team, like you said, Charlie. They don't like to run or pass the ball a lot. But, I mean, you know, right now it's like you're down by a point, but you probably want to open up your offense a little bit.
Yeah, you definitely want to generate that pass. And it seems like that the Liberty is catching on to the – they're kind of putting pressure on Calvin Phillips, as you saw in that last possession when they defense stopped him on the run. So
they're definitely right for
him.
They're
pretty much preparing for him. I see it right now. They're preparing for him in the second half to kind of put some pressure on Calvin Phillips. But they want to get that passing game going.
I tell you what, Paul, you look very cordial with this team so far tonight, my man. You're definitely like an Eagle support right here. You got the red and the blue on, man.
Most definitely. You know, in the first in the preseason game, I had on my blue dress shirt with my red tie. So now I've flipped it. I got the red shirt on with the blue tie. So maybe the next game, I'm gonna go online and purchase a Chicago Eagles T-shirt.
Flipped it, whipped it, zipped it, tipped it. Well, there we go. Well, that's another catch right there by the Eagles right there. So they get some more yards right there. So here we go. Yes, and it is going to be complete, and that's going to be spotted about. He's fighting up to the 16, nearly to the 15, and that is.
Yeah, that was a beautiful bullet pass from Brendan Crawford to Stacy Howard to get the first down.
I think you're starting to see the Eagles use play action more.
Yeah,
which is opening up the slot for the Eagles receivers.
You know, you start doing stuff like that. You know, that's kind of like what West Coast offense does right there. If you could, like, learn to, like, be patient with that. Just a little short passes right there. You don't necessarily have to go for the deep passes, though. But if you got some speed on your receivers right there, and you can just throw a little dump-off pass right there.
Yeah.
And then they could just finesse it from there. Yeah. That's, you know, can make a good play to turn the 5 yards to a 50-yard play right there.
Yeah, you can, you know, throw them short passes. And if your receivers have the speed burst to pick up extra yards, that'd be a good play.
And those short passes will start turning the short gasses right there, too.
Well, let's hope it don't turn into short gasses for the receiver. We want them.
No, I'm talking about for the defense, though. Their opponents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would create short gasses for the defense, but don't let it make it short gasses for the receivers to generate the offense to get the first downs. Let's get the receivers going.
Well, here we go. Eagles get the ball. They hand off to Calvin Phillips. So, and you are right, Paul. They were definitely like kind of got figured out right here on these first two runs right there. And I think that's going to be key right here to keep a little eye on right here throughout this game, though. But yet, at the same time, if they can just get those little short passes going right there, get some little plays up the middle right there, do some little West Coast-style offense, I think they'll be all right.
Well, right now, if you're the Eagles, I'd probably look for a play-action pass, trying to get some of your other receivers involved. You've been successful so far in the red zone to this point. Why not try something new?
Yeah, come up with something new, because they see they're putting the pressure on Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, well, here comes the pass by Brandon Crawford. He gets it. He's going to get it up to the 3-yard line. And that's going to be enough for the first down right there. And a genius call right there as the Eagles get a first down. It's going to be first down and goal.
The Eagles are still looking for their first passing touchdown of the season.
Yeah, so.
Let's hope for it on this possession. This might be their first.
I caught you nabbing there, Paul. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Well, you're napping and flapping there, Rob.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Oh, Paul, yeah, now you are napping, Paul. Your mouth is just open there for a minute.
I'm just kidding. It wasn't napping, but out there on the field, man, you know, they sniffed out the
no more talking in the theater.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, as you saw the last possession, they put the stops on Calvin Phillips again. The Selena Liberty.
Man, that's going to definitely be a key right here. But at the same time, let's see what they do here. It's only second down. He'll get the ball.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, intercepted right there. In the, here comes the Liberty, and they return it down up to the 20-yard line of the Eagles. Not what you wanted to have happen right there.
That's the Liberty's first turnover of the season. First interception, first turnover, and it comes at the 9:28 mark in the third quarter of the second game. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable for the Chicago Eagles to get that far down in the red zone, and he managed to throw an interception. And you see the Liberty ran it back, and they on the verge of scoring.
Wow.
Another touchdown.
And the first turnover of the game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, for both teams, really.
And that's a 25-yard.
You're down on the 2 yards, you know, on the verge of scoring a touchdown, and then, you know, the Liberty picks up an interception. I mean, they
for about 27 yards, it looked like right there, a 27-yard pick. Not what you wanted to have happen right here. But let's see how they do on defense right here. They respond. Eagles, and they get the quarterback right here on the play. That's stopped, and they stopped Reggie Langford. That's going to be a second down. So didn't do too much damage on that one, but you only got enough for, like, maybe about 2 yards in this one. And here it comes. Liberty are huddling up right now. Selena Liberty, excuse me. They got the ball on the 20-yard line. They're waiting to snap right now. They got about a three receiver set. Hand it off. And he gets it to, like, about the 16-yard line. And that's going to be enough for about 5 yard gain, it looks like. And it's going to be third down right here. So nice job right there. Alrighty, well, it's 24-23, just opened up the second half. You just saw there was a 27-yard pickoff by the Liberty right there when you thought the Eagles were just getting ready to just take back that lead. And first turnover of the game, I could recall, of any mistakes right there. That definitely helped.
Yeah, not a good pass for Crawford. That, you know, could end up being a very game changer.
Well, keep in mind, the Liberty, they are dead last in this division right now, so we'll see what happens. That's going to be an interesting call right there. It looks like he got, like, right on the marker. I don't know if that's going to be enough. Let's see where he measured it. As there's, and that's going to be enough for the first, I think. See, no, it's fourth. Fourth, he didn't get enough. The officials don't call for a measurement on this ball right here. Oh, no, they got it. They got it.
Yeah, they walk it down with it. Let's see what they come up with.
Well, we're in the red zone right now as the ball is going to be spotted at about the 11-yard line. It's a 24-23 lead by the Liberty here.
And from the looks of it, like a first down.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Chicago Eagles, I wonder what you got to be thinking here on defense right now. You're trying to get, like, a recuperation back in here.
If you're the Eagles, I would think what you've seen from the Liberty so far, that they're going to try and do either a dump-off pass over the middle, or they're going to try to run the ball inside.
And that was just Mel Hay on the field a moment ago there. That's a defensive core there for this Eagles defense. Here comes the Liberty. They're set. Catch it. It's going to be caught at about, like, inside the 10-yard line, so it's going to be marked up about, I want to say the 8-yard line, is depending on the spot.
I believe it looks like by the 8-yard line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the Liberty. They're not rushing and having getting down to the.
No, it's gonna be at the 6.
No, at the 6-yard line. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not rushing to get their offense set up. I mean, you know, it's only second down, so I mean.
You can see they yeah. calm. They nice and calm. They you know they know what they're gonna distribute. So.
Yeah. Well, here comes though the Liberty. They got the ball. They're waiting to snap. It's gonna be first and goal, and it's gonna be like a nice little QB sneak right here. He's trying to push in the end zone. He's gonna be real just shy of there, and that was Langford, right? Reggie Langford. He got up as close to like the 1-yard line. Right here.
Yeah, on the one yard line for the Liberty.
Going back to what made him successful earlier in the game, though, too. Remember, that's how they scored on their first score. Had a little nice little running plays by the quarterback right there. They will set up some stuff nicely. Should be an easy one to punch in. We'll see real quick right here.
Salinas scored every time they've been in the red zone so far today, and we'll see if they can make it 100%.
Well, here comes
they definitely been keeping it consistent.
Oh, nice stop, and they're going to just deny him right there. He only maybe got like a half yard, but still, they're right on that one. But, wow, talk about walking a tight rope in your defense right here, trying to stop someone at the one.
Yeah, the Eagles clawed them on that play.
Yeah. See what they do right here. I tell you what, I don't know about you fellas, but I'm kind of like thinking this got to be like one of those moments of the game right here between these two teams right here, the way this game has been going. A little bit too early, though, but still.
It's getting later in the game for sure.
Ooh. Wow.
He got it for the touchdown right there.
Beautiful play by Reggie Langford. I mean, he did the fake.
You know, fake handoff.
Fake handoff to the running back.
And ended up driving it out
on the outside to score the touchdown. That was a beautiful play.
That guy didn't give the choke shot either, too, after scoring the touchdown.
No.
All right. Well, that's going to bring it up. 30-23 right here. Still a one-possession game, though, whether they make this field goal or not. So they're lining up to go for it. I mean, the field goal, I should say. Then here it comes. The field goal, it's up down the middle, just a little bit to the right, and it's good. So it's going to be a full 8-point game. So they're not only going to need a touchdown, but a 2-point conversion on this one. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, you saw, what was it? A bad interception at the goal line for the Eagles.
Yeah, that was just a heartbreaking play for the Eagles.
And now look what happened. Go the opposite way. You give up a score.
Yep.
And now the game's changed. Now the Eagles are going to have to play catch up. So I know, it's interesting to see what they're going to do.
They had the advantage. Yep. You know, they chose not to move it through Calvin Phillips. On their play, like they've been doing consistently in their first half, they tried it with a passing play, and the passing play went unsuccessful, causing the Liberty to regain possession, and the Liberty scored, and now they up a touchdown.
Yeah, you mentioned Phillips. I mean, he's got 2 touchdowns on the day so far. Why not keep fading him the ball?
I mean, Paul, when you're that close. I mean, you want to give it to Phillips. I mean, you know, you're 2 yards from the red zone to the end zone. Why pass on that play?
Yeah.
I mean, give it to Calvin Phillips. I mean, especially if you're that close to the red zone. I mean.
That was a dangerous pass in a short yardage situation to try and thread the needle like that. And it cost the Eagles.
Yeah. No, definitely did right there. And then just not that, they've just been getting caught with the running play of the quarterback right there, too. They've been going back to that, what made him successful earlier on. But anyway, the Eagles are getting ready to accept the kickoff right here from the Liberty. So the good thing is it's still a one-possession game here, but see what they do. Here we go. He gets the receives the kickoff. He's running it. He gets it up to about the 21-yard line, I want to say. So that's a little nice kickoff return right there.
Nice get back run by Anthony Hughes. What a way to bring the ball up the field.
Yeah.
If you're now, what do you guys think? If you're the Eagles, do you take a quick shot to try and tie this up, or at least get, you know, close the point gap right away, or you just stick to what you've been doing and just try to march, you know, chew up the clock and march downfield?
I think it depends on the situation right now. You got to look at, like, where you're spotted up on the field right now. I'll continue with the short passes right now. I think they've been building confidence off that. But I don't know if I'm going for, like, a deep shot just yet. I mean, still a little bit too early right now.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, though, too, I think they only done that because their running game has been kind of, like, being, like, neutralized here. So
yeah, the Liberty came out, and they read – they put the stops on Calvin Phillips, which was what dominated force in the first half for the Eagles, and that caused them to run their passing play because they had, you know, Calvin Phillips was he couldn't get no yards because the Liberty was coming at him. So
right now it is going to be the Eagles ball right here. They're going to have it about the 22-yard line. And they're awaiting a snap as they break the huddle. Here we go. 4:10 left to go here in the second quarter. The Eagles are awaiting the snap. Here comes Brendan Crawford of the Eagles.
Ooh. Yeah,
incomplete pass, but there's a flag behind the play.
Oh, there could be something. Kind of just what we were talking about, guys. About, you know, you saw right there Crawford take a shot downfield. You know, the Liberty better hope.
They call the penalty on the Eagles.
Usually when it's a flag from behind the play, though, it's not really a promising thing all the time.
Yeah, it totally would have negated the pass if that was completed, and going to our point about the mental mistake, Rob.
Yeah, no doubt about it right here. And anyway, the Eagles right now, instead of getting to the closer to the sticks, they're going to have a big play to run out here. Now I think he had to go for a deeper pass, considering with that. Here comes Brendan Crawford. He gets a pass over there.
Uh-oh.
Not a nice little positive yards right there, but still far behind the sticks. They're still about 6 yards away from the scrimmage right there. See how they can dig out of this right here. They have to start, you know, somewhere right here. As the Eagles are huddling up right now and going over some plays right now. See what they'll be able to call right here. Ball's going to be spotted at the 16-yard line. And here we go. Brandon Crawford, he's awaiting the snap right now. Shotgun formation. The three wide receivers on the set here. Here we go. He's signaling to someone here. Gets the snap. Throws it.
Oh.
Almost could have been picked off right there. Dangerous pass right there, but another flag right there. More flags. See what happened here.
Yeah, I'm starting to see some frustration on the face of the Eagles. It looked like during that last play, Crawford was trying to get a guy to go in motion, but there was some confusion on the field.
On the defense. Tim Arvelez,
wow.
He is upset right now. He came like literally almost halfway onto the field there. Like the referee have it right there.
Yeah, he's not happy with that call.
Oh, wow. Yeah, if you're the Eagles right now, I mean, like you said, you can't be frustrated.
Don't want to hit the pack
button. You got a lot of time left still. You still got a whole nother quarter. You're only down by, you know, eight points.
8 points. I mean,
so, you know, this right now, you can't let frustration set in.
8 out of UIC.
What?
8 out of UIC.
Oh.
It's not straight out of UIC. Oh, it's 8 out of UIC.
Eight, I got you.
T-shirts are being sold down the hallway from us. Well, here we go. They received a snap right here. That's Baron Crawford. And he's gets it up to the 25-yard line. That's going to be Liberty ball right there. That's going to be a turnover on downs. Oh, no, wait. Take that back. Fourth down four. Excuse me. Almost had it there. Excuse me, fellas.
Yeah, timeout right now for the Eagles. Oh, no, no, not yet. Thought so.
All right, well, here we go. Chicago Eagles versus Liberty right here at home, their home opener. Try and break this thing off with a win. And you're listening to Sportstown Chicago here live from the UIC Pavilion. I'm Charles, the Project Richie, along with Paul Campbell and Rob Griffin. And here comes a little pass here by the Eagles. Is that going to be enough? I don't know. I mean, see what they call.
Yep.
And they got enough for the first down.
Yeah, he got the first down.
There
he was with,
barely enough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just, you know, they go back to your bread and butter. You know, Calvin Phillips has been very successful for you not only today but previous game, and he was able to break off a nice run there.
Pull soap on that ball to walk the tight rope.
Oh.
There we go. The Eagles, they get the ball, and they're going to be stuffed right there as they are ready for it.
What the way they stay on your feet, Calvin Phillips. You see you had two tacklers trying to try their best to tackle him down. He stays on his feet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be, I tell you what though, I mean, you know, just, I wonder how much emotion's gotta be running for the Eagles right now just to get this first win though. And that's gonna do it here for, at the three quarters right now, it's the Eagles up. I mean, Eagles trailing in this game, 23 and the Liberty 31. You're listening to Sportstown Chicago with Charles Ritchie, Paul Combos, and Rob Griffin. We're gonna take this commercial break and we'll be right back. You're listening here on Sportstown Chicago.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man.
Guests on SportsTownChicago.com are brought to you by the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. If you're interested in a career in broadcasting, go to beonair.com or call the Lombard campus at 630-916-1700. Yeah!
And welcome back here to Sportstown Chicago. You're listening live here to this home opener of the Chicago Eagles in the regular season of the CPIFL League. Right now it is the Eagles trailing this contest 23 to Salina Liberty 31 here. I'm Charles Project Richie, being joined by Paul Combos and Rob Griffin. As we saw right now, the third quarter, the Eagles are having a shaky start. They've been having the run game shut down. They also threw the only interception of this game so far, too, so that's been the only key turnover right there. As this game continues to loom on, though, you can wonder how much that's going to stick in the back of your mind right there. But the good news is they've been moving the ball up a little bit. They had to walk a real tight rope on the fourth down play. Quarterback sneak by Brandon Crawford right there. So still keeping them alive. Let's see what they can figure out here and what they can muster up.
Yeah, like you were just head around the head, Charlie. I mean, you know, turnovers, mental mistakes. Right now, I mean, it's very different story for, you know, for both teams, for, you know, than their last games. I mean, you have the Salina Liberty. They gave up 66 points last time, or their last game, you know, against the Wichita Force. I mean, and yet they've only given up 23. So hasn't been, you know, turnover machine, but, you know, it's definitely been, you know, back and forth.
Man, he saw that. He tried handing off to Kelvin Phillips, and like Kelvin Phillips is like staring him like lost in space, like, huh?
Yeah, a little confusion on that possession.
Oh, wow.
He got a flag.
It's like, no, you take the ball, man.
Yeah, a little back and forth between the quarterback and the run back.
Like we were saying before, I saw in the last quarter about confusion on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, guys not knowing who is supposed to be motioned or, you know, movement. Now you're seeing a mistimed handoff.
That just shows lack of communication. I mean, and
yes, exactly.
Okay. You're in need of a touchdown right now, and these type of mistakes and stuff they're doing, it's not for the right time right now. They need to hurry up and get back and score.
Someone wants to watch Saturday Night Live a little bit early, if you ask me.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
Is it live?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just talking about the show on NBC, though. But anyway, here comes Brandon Phillips. He gets Brandon Crawford. Ball and he gets it up to like the 3 yard line. He gets knocked out of bounds. That is number 8 right there. And that is Stacy Howard who gets the first down, baby.
Stacy Howard.
Stacy Howard gets the first down, but not before he suffers the consequence of getting knocked out of bounds. But he's all right. He's staying up on his feet, gets knocked out through the wall right there.
I mean they came caving into the wall.
I mean, last time Eagles were in the red zone, they gave up that, you know, awful interception. So let's see if they, you know, stick to their bread and butter right now. Hand it off to Phillips.
Well, here we go. Let's see if Kelvin Phillips can do it right now.
Oh no! Ooh, that would have been a hard heartbreaker for the Eagles.
And right now you see number 15, Brandon Crawford, complaining to the official. Like thinking the guy should have been down.
I think he thought he broke the plane with the football, and there should have been a score. Instead, it got the ball knocked out of his hand. And
well, see if you get a look at the replay right here. Gentlemen, take a look right here. This was the last play that was just going down. See if you can break down for us, Paul. Look what happened right there.
Well, yeah, he gets stopped at the 1 yard line, and he's trying to stretch it into break the plane, but it looks like the ball comes out as he's brought down to the ground.
Yeah.
So it looks like a legit turnover.
Well, here's another look on this angle right here. Does he have enough possession or enough stretch for the ball? Where's that ball at when he's trying to stretch for? Is that already being bubbled?
It's definitely hasn't crossed the plane yet. But, I mean, now you got the Salina Liberty have two turnovers already in this game. They had zero last game. And this is not a good sign for the.
Well, it was a good thing Stacy Howard was able to recover the ball at the Calvin.
I was going to say, yeah, one turnover. You're right. Yeah. They didn't lose that turnover.
And the timeout's going to be taken by the Eagles right here. They're going to be having two timeouts remaining in this contest as they're still trailing by 8 points. So still one possession game.
Yeah, that was a forced fumble. Yeah, but still, I mean, to get the, you know, two. The Eagles are lucky they didn't lose the ball there.
I don't know about you guys, though.
I know.
So a long way it goes, but I still feel like that touchdown that the Liberty got in the second half on one of their possessions right there almost looking like it's going to be the key difference maker along with the interception prior to that.
Well, yeah, so far we haven't seen a score since then, right? I mean, you had the pick that led all the way to the opposite red zone, and then the Liberty score quickly. And now, I mean, this is, like I said, it's been a defensive battle. Both teams, you know, the Liberty last time gave up 66 points. The Eagles last time gave up 41 points. So far, I mean, they're already giving up less points than they did last game.
Yeah.
And also, it's been shutout defense, though, too, here by the Liberty here to start off this second half. So, Salina Eagles right now. Let's see what they do right here. The Eagles are away in the snap. Brandon Crawford gets it. Fakes it. low reform right there. It was intended by number eight right there, and that was supposed to be intended for Stacey Howard. Yeah.
Kind of had me fooled for a minute. I thought he was dishing it off to Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, they should be trying to keep Stacey Howard more involved. I mean, he was Eagles one of their best receivers last week, and he has a catch today. They should try and spread that ball around.
I wonder if there's a little hesitation on the Eagles on the offense right there, hanging off to Calvin Phillips. Maybe they're trying to do like a little like play action, throw the Liberty off guard there, and hopefully get like a quick shot right there up the middle. Anyway, they get the ball. Running it. He's going to be knocked out of bounds at the 16-yard line. Let's see what down that's going to be marked up at. Is that going to be... See where this at. But anyway, he got knocked out of bounds.
You can see some frustration and some animated movement out of the quarterback right now for the Eagles. You can definitely tell he's frustrated
not
being able to convert the first down.
As fourth down, the Eagles are electing to go for him. Why not? See what happens right here. Either way, I think this has got to be another big moment of the game right here. Second half.
Yes.
Here comes Brad Crawford, gets a snap. Pass is almost intercepted.
Flag.
Ooh,
we got two flags thrown.
It's got to be a late hit, right?
Yeah. Late hit.
That's a late hit.
Late hit on Dontre Matthews from Salina Liberty.
And he went off the trail right there.
This could be a game changer right now for the Eagles. Let's see what they say. I mean, we were talking about it earlier in the broadcast about crucial mental mistakes. Now you possibly having the turnover and downs, and now you're going to give the Eagles back the ball in the red zone with a fresh set of downs. So not a good play if you're the Liberty defensive back.
Either way, that's going to be a serious repercussion right here as far as positioning. But the referees are huddling up, discussing it right now. Or they're going to keep this flag right here. Who knows?
There was a lot of, that was like a big pile up there, Charlie. I think they're trying to figure out who got tagged for what. There might be multiple penalties on the field, maybe more than one player, so we'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, here we go. The Eagles are trying to claw their way back into this. First down for the Eagles right here.
Yep, just like we were saying, personal foul.
Yeah, personal foul on Dontre Matthews as he made a late hit on Stacey Howard.
Yes.
The Liberty coach is not happy, but I mean, we saw it from up here, that late hit. You can't do that. I mean, the ball, he was on the padding.
As we just look at the replay, it was like a head hit, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a low body hit, it was a head hit, you know.
Here we go, the Eagles get the ball, they're going to try and run it, and they're going to be knocked out about the 2-yard line. There's an R flag from behind the play. And we'll wait to call and see what happens right here.
Looks like another penalty maybe on the Liberty.
Yeah, we'll see.
Another personal foul.
Wow.
And this time it's on number 57, CJ of the Salina Liberty.
First and goal on the one. I mean, this could change the game for the Eagles for sure.
I tell you what, though. I mean, the head coach of the of the Liberty, Eric Clayton, he can't be a happy camper right now, as his defensive coaches right now.
Yeah, I know he got to be down there boiling.
Oh, I mean, how can you not be furious? I mean, here you got you're about to get a turnover on downs, and now not only do you give him the ball back in the red zone, but you give him, you know, even closer to the goal, you know, goal line. Now it's at, what, the ball's on the 1 yard line. So, and Kelvin Phillips has been, you know, money all day, right? So
right.
I would expect at least two or three handoffs to him away.
You got to go with Kelvin Phillips. You know, I know the Liberty is not expecting the Eagles to make a pass attempt on this play because they was unsuccessful on that last attempt when they was close to the red zone. They ended up making the passing play and they got picked off by the Liberty. So I know the Liberty is not expecting them to make a replay of that passing play. They know they're going to drive it in with Kelvin Phillips.
And
if I was the Eagles, give it to Kelvin Phillips because we need a touchdown.
He's got it. Yes, he does got it. It's going to be enough for six points. That's going to bring it down 31-29. Now they got to go for the 2 points, see what they do right here.
And that was the quarterback, Brandon Crawford,
yes,
with the score.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of drama here, though, in this game.
Touchdown,
Eagles! That's a touchdown by the Eagles. So let's see what they do here on the extra point.
So now, you know, 10 minutes left in the game. I mean, you know, this is a big deal. I mean, for the Liberty.
Yeah, that was a much needed touchdown by the Eagles.
Oh yeah.
With this much time left, you know, I don't think they could have gave up another possession by unsuccessfully scoring the touchdown. And this was a well needed touchdown by.
Eagles. They went for two.
And he is Kelvin Phillips.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Now they it's tied up.
That's it. There you go. So we were talking about that, Rob. What were they going to do? Kick an extra point or run the ball? But they hand it to Phillips, who gets the 2-pointer. Now it's a tie. Tie game. Look how the tables have already turned just in a few short minutes. A couple of bad mental mistakes and undisciplined.
The Eagles was successfully capitalized by the Eagles for the Selina Liberty penalties for the late hits and penalties called on the Liberty to get them even close to make it possible for them to score the touchdown. So
I mean,
you know, they capitalized off the Liberty penalties.
Yeah, two undisciplined hits right there at the end of the drive, and that pretty much propelled
The Eagles
in the score. So now if you're, the Eagles, you gotta be feeling good, right? I mean,
yeah, you feeling much better because you was down 8 points, and at first, they was having some problems getting the ball down the field, couldn't get no offense going, and then it was flat. It was spent. They was getting turnovers and penalties and stuff, and they capitalized off the Liberty penalties and they scored a touchdown. So.
Yeah.
The momentum, they feeling okay right now. You know, they got the game tied up. It's 10 minutes left, 40 seconds left, so.
Yeah, 10 minutes, 40 seconds to go, and Eagles are about to kick it off.
Yes. So here we go. Got to have a little life pump back into you. Get the kickoff. The Liberty is going to return it to. Oh,
wow.
Looks like they might be breaking it open.
Wow.
And he returns all the way. No flags on the field.
What was the Eagles blocking?
Yeah. No.
They was there?
Wow. I looked down and then I looked up.
Lightning right there just struck.
It's like the Eagles defense just watched them blow back.
Top-notch sound effects in this broadcast. But I mean, we were just talking about it in the last drive about mental mistakes, about an undisciplined hit leading to a touchdown. Now, if you're the Eagles, you were the Eagles. You slept on that play, and
they slept. They slept hard on that play.
Oh my goodness!
What was the defense there? They just let the man blow by him and just Wow. He even had time to look. When he was running towards the end zone, he even had time to turn around and look like, oh, y'all couldn't catch me?
Yeah, that's definitely true. They had some special teams unit had a good job opening up lanes for him. And, yeah, you're right, Rob. He had, like, no obstruction.
No interference.
I tell you what, I spoke to Armand Knights before the game, and he said he was willing to put last week's game behind, but I don't know how he's got to feel about this one, though. I'm sure he can't feel that bad, though. I mean, it's still close, fairly in here. 10:25 left to go, but, man, it just seems like, you know, they're just being caught napping here in the second half.
That was a deep kickoff, you know, remember.
Yeah, that was a deep kick, yeah.
And to give it up like that, that's that's a tough one.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't like it was a short kick to give the Liberty good field, you know, a good field position to return the ball. I mean, they kicked it deep back into the other red zone for them. You know, they had to ran it back.
Yeah, the squib kicks we've been seeing all day, you know, haven't really been effective. You're starting to see both teams kind of, you know, wean off that.
Yeah.
And they're just starting to do longer returns now, or longer kicks. So it's curious. It's curious to see now how the Eagles respond after giving up a quick strike like that.
Within 13 seconds.
Yep. Wow.
13 seconds.
I'm starting to hear that Def Leppard song echo my ears, just like I did for the Bulls on my show last week. Def Leppard bringing on the heartbreak here. Wow, well, here comes the Eagles. See what they do on special teams. Can they answer back? And they're going right there. Look at that.
Oh, look at
Are you kidding me?
Oh, they can't.
He's going to be short. He didn't get it in.
No.
He's short.
Oh, they waved the touch.
No, he's short.
Wow.
About the 2-1-yard line. How about that? Almost answered.
Uh-oh, you got both teams kind of mouthing off in each other's face.
They look like they're about ready to do some double dragon over there.
Wow. I mean, we were just talking about in the right, Rob, 10 seconds ago about special teams, how the Eagles are going to respond.
Right.
And they come right out with a really big return.
Right.
Now, I mean, you got to score here, right? I mean,
I mean, Paul, they're going to definitely score on this possession.
Unless you got that field goal kicker from the Simpsons with a bad leg right there. Remember when he tried kicking the field goal, his leg came off, and it was able to, like, kick the field goal through.
Let's hope the Eagles make it.
After this one, I mean.
There you go.
Touchdown, Kelvin Phillips.
Doing what he does best.
Kelvin Klein Phillips scores it again.
So that's just the third touchdown of the game.
Wow.
And making it his sixth total touchdown so far this season.
Wow.
Within
two games.
Two
games.
Yeah. Nice.
This count as the second game. I mean, the first game he had three touchdowns. Now he had his third touchdown this game. So
six-pack attack.
Yeah, and I think
six-pack attack. Yeah. See that? Yep. There you go with your saying.
Six-pack attack, get ready to stack it all up, though, because we're trying to be back here. You know, we're not just back in black here. We're all red and the blue here, getting ready to down. So we're getting ready to turn that frown upside down. Here come the Chicago Eagles getting ready to soar. Looking at an uproar, Liberty. This isn't right when you score a touch and you have a head of Lady Gaga. How much torture for your oppoints can you get? I'm just kidding. See what happens with the extra point. He knocks it through, drills it. He has money on that one. Believe it or not.
I have that CD.
Oh, my God. And a little frustration right there, as you can see by the Liberties. They're walking off to the field, going to the sidelines. And one of the players, he is complaining about something to the referee. That is number 57 of the Liberty, and he is letting the one referee KJ right there trying to like point something out here. I don't know what it was, but apparently it's something they're not too happy about. And right now you're listening to Sports Talk Chicago once again here. I'm Charles Price, Richard, joined by Paul Combos and Rob Griffin right here. Yes, and it is a tie ball game, believe it or not. This has been a crazy contest so far here, but you know what? If you're the Eagles, I guess you know you won't have it any other way right here. Well, anyway, since we're having this break real quick, the cheerleaders are going up to the fans right now. They're launching some T-shirts here. I wouldn't mind having one launched my way, man.
Oh, I think she heard you.
Can you throw it up here?
Oh, sort of. That's all right. It's a fault that counts.
I was just going to say, if one of the cheerleaders managed to throw one up here, she needs to be on the Eagles with that great arm, you know.
Speaking of throwing, Rob, I mean.
Just because you got a great arm, you got to make sure you don't pass it with no harm either.
There you go. My guy with the rhymes. He's like. But I mean, what we've seen.
Charles with the Rams.
That's right. So, I think what you're starting to see so far through two games with the Eagles is, I mean, their running game is their strength, right? They got all their touchdowns. Overall,
they run the game.
Every touchdown today has been a running touchdown. Every touchdown last game. So,
Big up to Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, Calvin Phillips.
He's been tremendous. I tell you what,
the Liberty lose this game, they'll be doing nothing but robbing themselves of this game.
Yeah, mental mistakes.
Yeah.
And bad undisciplined penalties.
Yep.
I mean, not to take anything away from the Eagles, but they're losing this game more.
But that's what it is, you know, Charlie.
That's the first thing coach is going to point out to these guys, you know, those unsportsmanlike conduct plays.
I mean, here, you had that turnover on downs. So when you had a personal foul, and then, I mean, you give them a new set. So, I mean, instances like that, you know, let teams climb back in the games.
And there's still a discussion going on with the official, even after that last kickoff right now. But, man, I swear I can hear that Eminem song over here, The Way I Am. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? The paper, the news, every day I am. Radio won't even play my jam.
And I am whatever you say I am.
If I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
In the paper, the news, every day I am.
I don't know. That's just my way I am. Nice.
That's that Eminem, baby.
Nice job, partner. Appreciate that. Nice way to echo it in there. I like
multi-talented broadcasters we got here.
I'm telling you, boy, when you broadcast with Mr. Charles, he keep you live over here, Jack.
Yeah, we try not to drive it either, though. But here comes Liberty right here, trying to get something going, though. They pick up a nice little about 9-yard play right there. Wow. Nice run right there.
That was Kelvin Berkey Jr., running back for the Salina Liberty.
I don't know about you, but you know, right now is probably the wise time to start winding down some clock right here, taking your time, scoring a little bit. I mean, you know, not necessarily for a field goal, but for a touchdown. I mean, you want to probably start taking advantage of this clock right here. We're down about 8:23 left in this game. Still playing a ways to go, but right now you really want to start being careful with it. I probably expect a little ground pound quarterback sneaks right now. Put a little bit more pressure on that defensive line, your linebackers, you know, try and stop some sneaky running plays right here. I think that's what we got to watch out for. And there it is right there. But they're ready for it. But flags for on the play. That may come back just a little bit. Let's see what the ref calls on this field. And the referees are waving something. So let's hear what the official right here has to say.
I know. I think if you're one of these teams, I think the faster you score and sit on the lead, the better. I mean, you don't want to march down. You don't want to chew up too much clock and then end up turning the – over there. You don't want to chew up too much clock and then end up turning over the ball and not score. So,
yeah.
I mean.
The Eagles just got nailed with a penalty right there, so that's going to be a first down for Liberty. Not a penalty you want to have right now at this moment of the game.
Yeah, you know, you definitely want to make it sweeter for the Liberty. You know, they giving them the chance to go up another touchdown, you know, with enough. It's only 8 minutes left, but still.
I mean, this might be decided. I mean, it's been such a back-and-forth game, guys. This might be decided by the field goal.
I think it might be right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it ended like that. You know, both teams been competitive on both ends, and the score has been close.
There comes Liberty right there trying to get something going. They maybe get about 2-3 yards right there on the play.
Both teams are struggling to run to the outside. It's just no lanes. No lanes opening up out there. Both teams are having a lot more success you know, run it inside, dump the ball off. I don't know. See maybe if Liberty go back to that.
Right now, the Eagles, I mean, you know what? It is almost St. Paddy's Day in about a week here. As it is March 12th. As it'll be St. Paddy's Day on the 17th. Thinking about all the luck they could get right here if they get this victory. We'll see.
Ooh.
But that one's going to be a completed pass. So he catches about close to the 20-yard line. Nice concentration on that ball.
Yeah, that was Derek Rossetti from the Salinas Liberty. Good ball control. Managed to keep the ball in possession. A little fumble here and there, but he was able to keep it control of it.
Yeah, I mean, good ball handling control, and that was a 20-yard gain. So, it's put the Liberty in a really good spot. And the clock keeps running down, so I think they heard you, Charlie. They're going to wind, you know.
Yeah.
So they're going to wind the clock down.
Almost starting to feel like happy days right now. Going to wind the clock around the clock tonight. I don't know. But here we go. Here comes Liberty right here, the Salina Liberty. As that is going to be number two, Reggie Langford. He throws a deep pass to the corner of the end zone. Did he have that or not? No, it's incomplete. Almost half for a moment there, but I don't think he had enough control anyway, though, and that just barely went out of bounds the end zone.
Saw the Eagles, the Liberty, trying to do a quick strike. No, you know, that's the second time they've thrown the ball over 10 yards. I mentioned before earlier in the game, they like to throw the ball downfield. They average 11.6 yards a catch. So, I mean, if you're the Eagles, can't sleep on that long pass.
Yeah, you definitely can't.
Well, here comes Liberty right now. Muffles a snap right there.
Intercepted.
Or was it out of bounds? Did he get it?
Okay, we got the flag.
But that might be after the play right there, so that might still be Eagles' ball. Let's see what the... breakup is right here on the field.
Yeah.
Wow,
turnover.
Nice.
Intercepted.
Just what we were talking about, that's the third straight time the Liberty throw a pass over 15 yards, but this time looked like there was a botched snap, right? And it was a bad throw, and first pick for the Eagles today. And it's a costly one.
Yes.
Yeah, good pressure by the Eagles defense to cause that.
Looked like, was it a bad, I didn't get a chance to see, was it a botched snap or like a bad handoff? Like, what would you say?
Yeah. It was a bad handoff. And the quarterback was able to gain good possession of it. And the defense was coming. And he just rushed and threw a pass that wasn't clear enough to who he was throwing it to. And the Eagles managed to make the interception.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, in case you've lost count, that is the fourth personal foul for the – wow. That is the fourth personal foul – was it against the Liberty, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a good one you want to have right now happen in this contest here. But I'll tell you what. Look at that. But, I mean, you also got to give a lot. And a lot of that started, though, too, from a bad snap, though, that Reggie Langford and Henry Steve. So that started things off right from the get-go.
Yeah, and it was a bad pass. And, I mean, he threw it up there. I could have probably caught it. It was up there so long. He had two Eagles in the neighborhood of that.
Right.
And, yeah.
You would have caught it. I would have saw it. He would have thought it.
Thanks. You should write Dr. Seuss books, Charlie. I think it's like...
Cat in the hat.
You got a backup in case this doesn't work out.
Hey, Paul, Cat in the Hat, the new version, the new generation version of Cat in the Hat.
Thank you.
You got a career in case this doesn't work out, Charlie. You know, it's like,
yeah, I'll find something. You know, like Don Clark will always say, you know, find a way to meet the people along the way and work your way up. I'll be willing to do that. That's fine.
Wise words.
That's a big shout out to him. And I just want to just say a little shout-out to the people of Illinois Media School, where the broadcasting careers begin here. As you're listening to Sports Town Chicago, once again, I'm Charles Ritchie with Paul Campos and Rob Griffin.
And another penalty on the Eagles.
Wow.
It looked like offsides. Oh, false start.
Now, if you're the Eagles, you just had this great, you know, turnover. You're back in the
game.
And
the momentum.
You got momentum. Now, I mean, now you're starting to see them kind of get, you know, get out of their shoes a little bit. They want a quick score. But, you know, don't make the same mistake that the Liberty just did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you got the 5 minutes left in the fourth. It's tied up. You definitely want to, you got the possession right now. You definitely want to make a score on this possession.
From Chicago Eagles right now, they get a little quick dump pass. That's going to be enough to bring them up to like a 12-yard line. And that's going to bring up a second down right there. And you're listening to Sports Town Chicago once again. Coming out here live from the UIC Pavilion. We're bringing you this classic confrontation right here early in the season. I know it's still a little too early between the Chicago Eagles hosting the Salina Liberty right here. As you're seeing a tight game here, it's tied up 38 all with 4.5 minutes left to go in this contest right here. See how the Eagles continue to respond the rest of the way of this game. But here's a pass right there. He's got enough for the first down right there.
Beautiful pass.
And no, it was not Baby Onions, Baby. That's Mustard, Baby.
That was a great throw, great catch by the Eagles. I mean, 4 minutes left. Right now, this is where you got to maybe slow it down.
Yeah.
And just do what's been working for you all game.
I say run it through Calvin Phillips, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best way to go.
Can't go wrong with that, man.
Can't go wrong with it, you know. Please run it through Calvin Phillips. Don't force, you know, you don't want to force no bad passes. See?
Oh.
And you see Calvin Phillips, yeah, he runs for the touchdown. For the first down, sorry. First down.
Yep. Look at that. Here we go.
That would be the smart thing to do. You got less than 3 minutes left. Just run it through Calvin Phillips.
And now that, right now, in this possession, now you want to really milk this clock down when you got this much time left. Keep in mind, the Liberty's got, each team is down to 2 timeouts right here. So now you probably want to start putting the position where you force the Liberty to consider taking that timeout right here. I don't know about both, but just at least one of them.
You got a first down right now. You're on the 5.
Just ground and pound, baby.
Around the 6. Hey. So, I mean, it's.
That's right.
You know, I mean, Calvin, take your time. Yeah.
Calvin Phillips all the way through.
Yeah. Calvin Phillips all the way through and true, though, but he's going to get stuffed up. A little bit after maybe about a yard gain.
Yeah, the Liberty defense came hard. They came hard at them on that possession. You heard the helmets crack on that. Like, oh.
I would expect some play action in this series by the Eagles at some point. Try to, you know, last time I think they tried to throw, it went the other way. But, I mean, I think the defense is pretty confident that you're going to try to get the ball to Calvin Phillips.
All right. I know Tim Arvanias, his heart's got to be racing right now. This is where he got the ball game right here, pretty much, I had to believe. This is like your moment right now if you're going to get this first victory. No, he's going to be stopped at the 2-yard line. I tell you what, fellas, what do you think's going to happen? We get the fourth down. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think they go for the field goal or they try for the touchdown?
I think it depends how much time's left on the clock.
Yeah,
and
I definitely think it depends on how much time left.
And how close they are to the goal line. I mean, it could be a loss of downs right here. I mean, maybe they do score, but we'll see. It's going to be a very telling few minutes. It's kind of surprising the Liberty coach isn't trying to stop the clock more, or try to get an extra possession.
Well, here we go. We had 76 points combined in this game. This is tied up at 30 at all. Let's see what they do right here in this possession. No, he gets nowhere. Wow.
Yeah, you can tell the Eagles definitely don't want to throw that ball again, but you know what? They might have to.
Fourth and goal.
You know, they might have to.
I think you got to kick it. I'm sorry, though. You know, no offense, though. I mean, I know you're
this
close.
That would be the smart thing to do right now. It's 1 minute left.
I know
you definitely want to kick the ball. I mean,
I know
if you want to just rely on your defense to kind of stop the Salina Liberty on offense, you definitely want to. If you're not, you know, you definitely want to just kick the ball in this possession. You just saw in the last play that the Salina Liberty defense put the stops to Brandon Crawford.
I think Coach Arventis is thinking too. Hey, man, we just gave up that huge return and special teams a couple of drives ago. You know, maybe we got to go for it right now, just so in case that happens again.
Right.
You know, I don't know. It's very, you know, it's a gutsy call.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
This
is close.
They're on the
gets.
One. I mean, why not drive it? Why not drive it with Calvin Phillips? I mean, you're on the 1 yard line.
I think maybe we might see a play action pass right here, trying to throw the defense off.
Play action, faction, in action.
No.
He got it.
Oh!
Fumble.
Wow.
I think he got in. I don't know.
No, I didn't see
the replay. Let's see what happened there.
Wow, fumble
from the
by the Eagles. Wow.
That's going to be a true heartbreaker right there.
Well, here's the thing, though. We still got about 44 seconds. Might be looking at this thing possibly going into overtime right here.
If you're going to turn over the ball, you know, now I guess it's supposed to do it on this end.
You're looking at the replay? As we look at the replay, okay.
See right there is he was twisting and turning right there.
They are calling it Liberty Ball. Wow. That was a close play, but.
Yeah, very close play. As we saw it on the replay.
I tell you what, I like the way the coach, Tim Arvanites, is handling that. He's not letting that break him right there. He's still supporting his guys, still keeping them in the game right there. So, you got to respect that right there.
I mean, now you're in a bad spot. You got 44 seconds left.
Not really a bad spot. You got him deep, you know, in field position considering here.
I mean, you got a whole right. Fresh set of downs plus a possible field goal to win the game. You know, all I got where they could get up to the 25, the 20, so it's not a good spot for the Eagles.
But keep in mind, though, too, the Liberty is also struggling from a short distance range on field goals, too, so that might be another thing they have to consider right there. But they'll probably kick it. Oh, my gosh. Tell you what, how about my, the fortunes have turned here, like, literally in the last few minutes here. I'm just really curious to see what they do. Here we go. It's getting on the crunch time.
I think they're trying to figure out where to spot the ball.
Well, they're going to have it at the 5 yard line. They're going to let the play get ready to wind off here. He's got a man. Oh, no.
Oh, intercepted.
How about that? Look at that by the Eagles right there.
And another interception. Wow.
Now they reconsider going for a field goal if you're in this late in the game. Field goal.
Hey, Charles,
absolutely.
They definitely want to go for the field goal.
You run the clock out. You got two timeouts. You got Calvin Phillips. You see how many yards you can pick up.
Yeah.
If you don't go for it, I'm going to have to quote the great Lisa Turlow from Saved by the Bell. I'll slap you until my hand hurts.
Well,
and then one more time for making it hurt if they don't go for it.
Well, I mean, they got to. I mean, it's you know, the Eagles, they got, you know, if you turn over the ball on downs, then the Liberty have what, next to no time left to try and march down the field. So,
right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like I think you kick their points, you know, and just, take
you know,
it down.
Yeah, just take it. Yeah, you go on and kick it and take the win. Don't, you know.
I mean, you go for it. Like, I mean, the Liberty just went for it, and right. Now look where they're at.
Ooh, that was close. Almost wow. Intercepted by the Liberty.
Looks like both teams don't trust their kickers today because they are trying to stretch past, in the final closing minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Clickers are flickers.
Well, we know the Eagles kicker, David Wynn, he hasn't been consistent. You know, in the first half, he was
sure.
Missing field goals. So,
yeah.
You know, but
the
if
good
we, if it comes down for him for them to win the game, he's gonna have to make that kick.
But the good news on the flip side, he has been able to kick a long distance one earlier today.
I think we're another penalty on the field. Looking maybe a false start. Yep. Ooh, not a good penalty.
See what those penalties do?
See, yeah. We're
it puts you in even worse situations.
It's what we've basically been the story of the game so far, Rob. I mean, we've been talking about it. It's just penalties in crucial situations that can, you know, possibly cost you a game.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, though, if we do have an overtime period going to this contest right here, we'll definitely give you a quick minute thought real quick just like to recap this game and so far what's been breaking down over here. As you're listening live here at Sportstown Chicago, I'm Charles Project Richie, being joined by Paul Combos and Rob Griffin here as we're in the fourth quarter, 25 seconds left to go. As the Eagles have the ball, last possession of the game, trying to go for it.
Uh-oh, another penalty.
Oh, wow.
Another penalty on Dontre Matthews.
Wrong place, wrong ace, wrong space, wrong time.
Personal foul.
It's gonna be their fifth personal foul. I mean,
I guess that guy didn't learn his lesson with them late hits. You know, he.
Hey, wrong ace, wrong place, wrong space, wrong time.
There, I knew you knew it.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
There you go. 18 seconds left in the game. Yeah, this is a very crucial point right now. I mean, the way this game's gone so far in this last 2 minutes even, forgot the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes.
I mean, you know, who knows what can happen.
Yeah, it's been very unpredictable. We thought the last possession, we thought that the Eagles was managed to make the touchdown by Calvin Phillips, but he ended up fumbling the ball before getting into the red zone, and that turns around the Liberty recovers it.
Nice, wow.
5 seconds left.
5 seconds left in the game. You know, Calvin.
Calvin Phillips.
Calvin Phillips. He, nice run up the middle. I mean, saw Crawford call a timeout right away. I think you're seeing what the Eagles are going to do. They're going to go for the kick. This is it right here.
That'd be the most smartest thing for them to do.
But the way this game's gone so far, I still wouldn't say the game is over. I mean, how crazy is that?
You say that kick.
I think there's enough time for the like Liberty to do something, to climb back into it possibly.
I think it's over. Once the Eagles make this field goal, I think this is a seal of the game. You know, 5 seconds left. I don't think the Liberty can do nothing in 5 seconds.
Well, here we go. This is a ball game right here. Liberty, if I'm them, I take a timeout from the Liberty, trying to freeze the kicker. He doesn't. Kicks it, and it's
good. Good.
1 second left on the clock. That should wrap it up. What happened?
You can see Coach of the Liberty right now giving it to one of his players. That
What happened there? Was that
Dontre
no good?
Matthews, you can hear, is getting an earful from his head coach. That's his third personal foul of the game. I mean, it's pretty much sealed the deal for the Eagles.
It was good for the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It actually cost the Liberty the game.
Well, let's go back.
Is the field goal good?
Yes. The extra point is good.
Is the point good?
Yes.
Not extra point, that's a field goal. That's all right.
The field goal.
Field goal, yes.
We just confirm it because we don't see the score change. We didn't see the score change, so we just confirmed to see if the field goal was actually good. We're seeing some discussions with the refs on the field.
I think they're wondering if one of the players went offside.
Oh. Oh, wow. Look at all the drama here. I think we're getting ready. It's still... That was no good? All right, anyway.
They're saying that that kick was no good, and his turnover and downs, this looks like it's going to be overtime.
Wait. You telling me that field goal was no good? I actually sat here and watched that ball go through.
I think it
looked good from here.
I think there was a flag on the play. I think they said.
I figure there's an Irish leprechaun hanging around that field goal somewhere.
I think there was a penalty on the play, so I think that's what disallowed the field goal.
Oh, okay, that's what.
Talk about a bizarre change of events right here, though. Still tied up, though. I'm scratching my head on that one. I don't know about you guys.
Man. Wow, it's been a crazy last 5 minutes of the game. That's for sure.
Make me want to go see a shrink after that, man. That's like how clear is day? I thought they had that one there, but anyway.
Yeah, I thought they had the game sealed off and closed out with a win.
Well, you know what is? You know what is another dirty tactic by Buffalo Wild Wings trying to get another commercial in? Huh?
Oh, there you go.
Well, overtime.
Dontre Matthews. I mean, we talked about that play, Rob Howell. It basically changed the course of this game.
Well,
here's
going to be
fouls.
A foul play of regulation right here, and that's going to do it here for the end of regulations. At the end of the fourth, it's tied up 3-8-0. I'm Charles Project Richie, joined by Paul Campbell's and Rob Griffins. We're going to take a break here as we are going to take a break right here. It is like overtime. We'll be back with you in a minute here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Check it out! Somebody make some noise in this joint, man!
If you want to take SportsTownChicago.com with you, now you can. You can listen to your favorites from SportsTownChicago.com on your phone with the TuneIn, the radio app. Just download the TuneIn radio app, search SportsTown Chicago, and enjoy the content you expect from SportsTown Chicago on the run. Now, wherever you go, you can be a part of SportsTownChicago.com. We're in a league of our own.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
SportsTownChicago.com is your place for NIHL high school club hockey. Ooh, every goal, all of the checks, and every jarring hit. SportsTownChicago.com in a league of our own.
Welcome back. You're listening here to SportsTownChicago.com. I'm Charles Prodigy Richie, along with Paul Combos and Rob Griffin here, live from the UIC Pavilion. And you're listening to a classic game here in the start of the regular season. Both teams looking for their first wins. Excuse the correction error earlier by me, folks. I follows the game winner being kicked, apparently wrong. So it's still tied up 38-all, but a quick recap of the game. It was 23-21 at the halftime. After initially when the Liberty scored on their possession earlier in the first quarter, a couple of missed field goals by the Eagles throughout this contest show a little inconsistency, but then a couple bad penalties a lot throughout the Liberty. They've been getting hammered out throughout this game. Gentlemen, quick thoughts before we get to the kickoff, or for the opening real quick.
Well, touch on what you said, Charlie. Yeah, that's it. That's the story of the game.
And the Liberty are getting the ball, by the way. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Turnovers and bad penalties.
And just so you folks know, this is like NCAA rules right now. So basically how it works right now, we give both teams an opportunity to score. So this is not like the NFL. So basically if the Liberty score in their opening possession, you still got to give
the Eagles
a chance to try and like tie or take the lead, and that's how it is. If you keep tying, it goes back and forth to get a winner here, clear decisively. If not, probably end up with a tie. So we got an extra 15-minute period here. So a fifth quarter to be added. The first pass was incomplete here by Reggie Langford. As the Liberty is trying to get like QB sneak, he froze it away out of bounds right there. He gets stopped.
That's kind of a smart play. I think you want to do it. You want it incomplete rather than being stopped on the outside.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, they
actually lose yards. Yeah. Just want to just dish it out. Just
all right. You know exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know it's like
make it a dead play. You know, as opposed to just losing yards. You know.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, each team. Right now the Liberty has two timeouts. The Eagles are going to be remaining with their one timeout here. In this overtime period, definitely got a thriller right here. Here we go. The Liberty are awaiting a snap right now. As Reggie Langford. It's Ira Autry. He gets the snap. Tries to throw it to number 10 of the Liberty. That's incomplete pass. That was Derek Reset. That's fourth down right here for the Liberty. So they're going to try for it again here. And the Eagles are encouraging the fans to make some noise here to try and get them into it. See what they do right here. That's going to be fourth down. You also see Mel Hay, the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, hanging around at the 20-yard line of the Liberty, trying to communicate to his guys right here. As we all mentioned, in case you guys are tuning in right here, you got the Eagles in the all blue uniforms, blue jerseys, red on the shoulder of the uniforms on the edge. You got white numberings, and you also got blue pants with a red stripe down the side. Well, you got the Liberty with the all white uniforms with the stars on the side of their uniforms. They're going to attempt for a field goal kick. They try kicking it. It is way no good. What the heck were they thinking on that one? Wow.
I mean, are you kidding me? That was a deep field goal attempt. I mean, what they was thinking on that? They thought maybe they could just manage this.
I mean,
kick a miracle in there.
You've seen the aggression of the Liberty coaching staff. You've kind of seen it throughout the game. Throwing the deep ball. When the Eagles had the interception in the last quarter. That was a thrown ball. Right, all you had to do is march it downfield instead of you throw it a.
Throwing the deep over like that.
And you get an interception. So maybe that was just precautionary because it is overtime. Both teams looking for their first win. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, well, here we go. It's still tied up. The Eagles get the ball. Liberty turning all over on downs right now. So now they're getting the ball at their 25-yard line right now. As they get their possession in the overtime. And here comes Kelvin Phillips once again. He gets a nice favorable yards here. I want to say like about four yards at the most. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelvin's still spraying that cologne on his opponents right there.
He's had a huge game to this point so far. Three touchdowns on
Kelvin
the day.
Kelvin Klein Phillips showing he's still on the incline, not on the decline with the running here. The running and stunning game. That's the name of the game here, fellas, for the Eagles.
Well, they've been infected at it all year, all game.
Here we go. The Eagles try to throw a quick pass. Oh, that might be the game right there.
That's the game. That was the game.
Wow. Second pick of the game, and it haunts the Eagles right here as Liberty stunned the Eagles right here.
Yeah, sorry. And who does it? It's Dontre Matthews, the guy who's had three personal fouls during the course of the game. Makes up for it in that one play.
Managed to win the game with the interception, then the run for the touchdown.
Wow.
This is the guy.
Yeah, he's not cut. So there you go.
This is the guy that the Eagles benefited from his personal fouls.
Yeah.
And this guy managed to intercept the ball and run in and win the game for the Liberty.
Well, we talked about it was a really really fun game. And it was a back and forth match, pick six. Just kind of like how we were saying it was crazy the last 5 minutes. Well, the last seconds in OT, no exception.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it to you this way: winning is fun, but losing is still snoozing.
Well, no one likes to. Of course, winning's fun, Charlie. Yeah, it's like. Oh, of course, yeah. Well, I mean, the Eagles dropped to 0-2 now for the season. And, like I said, if you're the Liberty, I think you're counting your blessings because you practically gave the game away to the Eagles.
Well, I guess they can light that torch up proudly now, huh?
Yeah.
What?
I guess they can light that torch up proudly now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, so. But, story of the game, I would say, was turnovers. And undisciplined penalties, and the Eagles. It's a tough loss to lose that in overtime.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough loss for the Eagles. I mean, we thought they had the game closed and sealed up on second possession, on two possessions, really, with the run of Kelvin Phillips when they was on the 2 yard line, and we thought he was going to end up running in the red zone, but he ends up fumbling it. Before he gets to the red zone, and then that calls, the play. That was the play, And then the field goal attempt, which was missed, and before going into overtime. So this game was just a heartbreaker for the Eagles.
Tough heartbreaker, and hopefully they can do better next time.
Yep. Well, that's going to do it here for Sports South Chicago as we came here live from the USC Pavilion. You just listened to a classic here. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Eagles' way, but they lose this one 44-38. I'm Charles Pride, Richie, along with Paul Combos and Rob Griffin. Sign off, saying so long, everybody. Party safe, and have a great St. Patrick's Day coming up next week. We'll be back.